This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we are joined by comedian Adam Janovec.
Hey, that's me.
It is you. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.
So, Adam, why do you hate marriage?
I've been married twice, and I think I have enough experience in the matter.
Yeah, you've definitely have.
I've at least have enough experience to form an opinion on it, and I think it's a fucking con job, man. Like, there's no fucking reason for it other than religious reasons, but it doesn't even serve any real purpose.
I mean, as an engaged person,
yeah.
Like,
I know you're about to get married.
Yeah, it does. I would totally be fine with a common law, marriage, yeah. Cause I don't need the pageantry.
Yeah.
I don't need, we have tattoos as rings. I would be completely okay with that. Cause I'm not I guess for tax purposes.
Yeah. It's for tax purposes and legal reasons. That's the only reason to get married. That's really the only concrete reason,
logical reason.
But you can still circumvent that, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Yeah, there's many ways to be with someone and still have all the medical rights and shit like that, and all the legal rights. You could just do that.
Yeah.
Seriously, don't need the pageantry. I had my second wedding was the big one.
Yeah.
And that's the one where we we had all the pageantry. We got married in a fucking church proper. And the place was packed out. We had 100 people there. It was a big, it was a big deal. You spent a bunch of damn money, but all that happened was we all just got real drunk together. That was about it. The end result.
That was, when I was going to get married, the whole purpose of it was to have that party. To have that open bar, everybody get shithoused and have sex with weirdos party. which, looking back on it, I'm considering the friend groups that I was going to bring together was LARPers and comics. It was just going
to... And how not to have the comics just make fun of the LARPers the entire time?
Well, I used to have parties at my place all the time where those friend groups would interact all the time because I would bring the LARPers to shows. And so it ended up working out. But
they all weren't just completely awkward?
No.
See, some LARPers are normal.
Some.
Yeah.
Some.
The ones that I still I'm still friends with are...
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah.
I always thought that was cool. I never had the self-confidence for it, though.
I
didn't have the self-confidence for LARPing.
I never sought it out. You know what I mean? I never I'm going to go do this. I just assume play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
And it's not dogging one or the other. It's just I could roll some dice and have an imagination.
Yeah,
or I can actually hit people.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have that need. I hit people with my words.
I'm sorry. I did. I said did with a wink.
Like your hat. Your hat is constantly winking.
Yeah.
But as far as we haven't gotten married you said, you mentioned money. It's fucking
crazy
expensive. It's stupid.
It's just a way for the state to take shit from you.
And we're just trying to figure out what we want to do. Cause all right, so Chelsea doesn't drink anymore. I drink very sporadically, if at all anymore. We're not gonna have a dry wedding.
Yeah.
Cause she's why would we put people through that? And I was I would never fucking have a dry wedding. I will probably be drunk that day. But the whole planning of it and like who gets to come and who doesn't. I mean, me and her, between the two of us, know a billion fucking people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we're just trying to figure out like what exactly we want to do.
Just fucking have a big party.
That's what I said. Yeah. I was like, let's just go to the if we're going to get married, let's go to the fucking courthouse.
Yeah.
Just fucking get married. And then, but she's an only fucking child. So it's like her parents probably want to see, like, and I love her parents, like, it's, I'm not saying anything bad about them. It's just like, I don't need all the bullshit, you know what I mean?
I it's just ingrained in everybody, in like every, like everyone's like fucking DNA, like, or like in their, not in their DNA, in their just in their fucking minds, because it's been shoved down their throat like their entire lives.
Yeah,
you know, like it, like nonstop, everybody's like, oh, you gotta get married, have kids and shit, like, gotta go get married. Everywhere, everybody's trying to get married all the time, and it's fucking stupid. What Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, they were never married.
Yeah.
They were together for fucking ever. They had kids and shit, you know? They didn't have to get married to be happy.
Right.
They just did it. Now, like, and like when you get, and then when you get divorced, I mean, it's just a bunch of paperwork. And but you still gotta go to fucking court and shit and be like, yeah, we're done. And if somebody's butt hurt, like, they can start taking shit from you. You know what I mean? Luckily, like, mine was pretty easy, except for second one, there was, you know, my kids. So I got to pay child support, but like, I never had to pay alimony or anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
Because Jesus, that would be a goddamn nightmare.
Oh yeah, it would. I can't imagine anybody who, you know, has to do that shit. Like, you get half your stuff gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Luckily that never happened to me. We didn't own any property together.
Mm.
It was just like, here, you take your car, I take my car. Like, good luck, bye. Like, here's all this here. Like, you, do you even want half your shit? And I'm like, not really. Mm. Thank you. You can throw that out for me.
Yeah. I've found that, more and more people, when they're doing weddings now, are looking for something non-traditional.
Mm.
So like, you know, I did a comics wedding up in Michigan, over the 4th of July. And it's not, you can still do traditional ceremony stuff and not be in a courthouse or in a church.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's ways around everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'd like, I mean, I said from the get go, I was like, because her mom comes from a Catholic family. It's not like they're overly religious or anything. I like straight up said to Chelsea, like, we will not get married in a fucking church or any religious household whatsoever. Mm. And she was like, oh, no, I agree. Yeah. Like, because there's no fucking way. Like,
yeah. But I mean, that's, seriously, I'm going to keep bringing it back up. Like, the legal reason is like the only thing to get married. Like, you can tell somebody, you'd be like, hey, yeah, no, I'm with you till forever. You know? And then you could just say those words and then be like, all right, bet. And then like, a fucking year later, you could be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm kind of fucking over this. So peace out. We don't own anything together. Take it easy.
It's it just gets complicated when there's kids, too, because there's way more paperwork that you have to fill out when you're not married and like you have the kids.
Oh, really? You have to fill out more paperwork if you're not married and have kids?
I mean, it's like, dude, just for picking the kid up from school.
Really?
Yeah, because it's, you know, oh, you're not the husband. Oh, you're just, you know, the father on the birth certificate. Or you're just the dad and you don't have, like, a custodial thing going on. Like, you know, it's just basically that small amount of like filing money that you pay probably saves you like, you know, days and days and days of paperwork just with everything else that you have to fill out.
You guys plan on having kids?
No, fuck no.
All right, well then, still then.
Yeah.
say don't do it, man.
when did you realize that you were like, fuck marriage?
It's definitely not like my thing, like, and I realized it, you know, like, towards the end of the second my second marriage, which was like a couple years ago. Like, I was already going crazy and I felt like trapped and stuff. So, and then like I just started thinking, like, why the fuck, like, I don't even know why the hell I did this, you know? Like, I thought I was supposed to, you know, like, live a certain way. So I guess, And you're supposed to have a specific kind of life. You know? But I'm like, fuck.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. Fuck everything else that everybody's doing. And like, I don't even like this. I don't like I'd rather just spend my time alone. I don't want to, I really don't want to have to worry about somebody else all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And being legally bound to that person. And fuck, having kids too. Like, it's rough for me, man. It is. Like, I do good at being a dad, but like, those fucking things are mine forever now. Fuck, dude. I got to take care of those things forever.
Yeah, the whole not only until they're 18 is wrong.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
No, it's forever, you know? I mean, my parents still help me out all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, as does mine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's so, yes, I'm one of those whiteies.
I like... That's the thing is, like with us getting the tattoos and shit, like, I've made a commitment already.
Yeah, you
know
really
what I mean?
Have, yeah.
Like, I made a commitment, like, and that's why, like I said, we don't know exactly what we're going to do, but it's like, you know, she, I don't have a good job. Mm. She works at a fucking record store on paper part-time. Mm. And, like, she, you know, she gets assistance for her for her healthcare.
Yeah.
And I don't have any. And it's like, so if we get married, you're fucked.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You have arthritis. I can't afford that shit.
Yeah.
Like, the state's paying for it now. And that's like some of my biggest concerns. It has nothing to do with, like, I don't want to be with you because of these things. Yeah, it's like, should we get married right now? Because, like, I like, then we're fucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we're gonna, it's gonna,
that doubles your income too. You know what I mean? In the eyes of the law, like, you're actually, you're legitimately fucking yourself over if you get married.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't like. It's been brought up more recently as disabled people are getting more of a voice. But if you have disability, like, you can't even marry another disabled person because then your cases get combined and it fucks up your income.
Yep.
And is it's a nightmare.
It's crazy. This country is fucking whack.
It is. And that's the thing is, like, because I had a, you know, the better part of a year and a half, maybe a little over a year and a half, I had a decent job, but fucking wasn't working out for me.
Yeah.
And, like, and I, dude, I did the math. Like, if I was still to be working there and get married and she were to come on my healthcare, it would still cost us a fucking fortune. Even with good insurance, for her to get her shit. And it's like, damn. Right now, dude, the state's paying for it. Mm. So, like,
yeah,
you know, she's got a pretty good fucking racket lined up right now. Yeah. And it's not like she's cheating anybody. She don't fucking make any money.
Oh, yeah.
I don't fucking make any money. Like, I basically work part time with like a little bit of a higher wage with tips than most people who do my job.
Mm.
And I, like, that's okay for right now. I want to get something more stable so I don't have to work weekends anymore. But, like, my biggest problem is, like, we get married, I don't know how we're going to afford your fucking medications. And I don't know if you saw that guy who just robbed that pharmacy. He handed the pharmacist a note that said, "I'm sorry, my kid is sick."
Mm.
And it's like, that's the country we fucking live in.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't take care of your sick and your poor and your old because, you know.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an entire business that I interviewed for that is basically just a secure delivery pharmacy so that people stop stealing medication.
Really?
Their entire business model is like, you know, armed security with a medication.
No shit.
Good God.
It's ridiculous.
That shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah. It shouldn't be a thing.
I mean, there was another company I work for that, like, one of the things that they pitched to fucking doctor's offices was, "We will take your patients and we will put them on mail order medications." And they're like, "Well, that's stupid. We can do that without you." Like, "No, you don't understand. We're going to FedEx them," and that they have to sign for their meds to get them. So that, like, you know they got them.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's, yeah. Things are out of hand. Like, I don't fault anybody for, quote-unquote, cheating the government.
Yeah. Fuck the government.
Yeah.
For, to get their medications and shit. Like, it's, healthcare is overpriced and,
wildly overpriced. Yeah.
And it's a necessity, so it's like...
Well, that's the thing is, like, anytime I've gone to the hospital and shit, like, you know, people are like, oh, you know, the bills. I'm not paying those. Mm-hmm. Come after me. What are you going to do? What are you going to take from me? I rent. I don't have a car. Like, yeah. What exactly are you going to take from me? My $600 check every 2 weeks? Good fucking luck. Okay, great. I will never fuck paying hospital bills.
Dude, well, I luck out because I'm a veteran, so, and they broke my brain. So, like, I'm already on, like, I'm technically disabled or whatever from the government.
Okay.
So, like, and I could just go to the VA anytime I need a doctor. They don't bill me for shit. Like, I can go to the well check. I got, like, I have some kind of insurance. I don't even know what I fucking have.
VA choice.
Yeah, it's something.
VA health choice.
Something like that. I don't even know.
It.
Like something West or something. Oh, yeah. Yeah, to do all the billing.
Because, yeah, I worked for, we dealt a lot with veterans and stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember, yeah, they did just change. There's South, there's West.
Yeah, something
and
West.
And North, I think. I think East is the one they don't have. Yeah, like, or that's not, I mean, it covers everywhere, but like, it's TRICARE?
TRICARE.
I think it's TRICARE.
Yeah, I think it's TRICARE. They moved the VA health choice over to TRICARE.
Yeah, it's TRICARE. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, so I just do that. And, like, I guess, like, Walgreens, or not Walgreens, but, like, CVS, their Minute Clinic takes that. And, like, there's one down the street from me. So if I'm real fucked up, like sick wise, I'll go there, but
yeah.
I can wait on everything else, you know?
Yeah. And
yeah. Well, it's, you know, you got the good VA insurance because you got rated as like service connected disability, but there are a lot of veterans out there that
are fucked.
Oh yeah. They are fucked.
It's sad, dude. Yeah. Like I remember talking to like some on the phone. It's like, cause I was working sales before I was working customer service and I was, you know, I would try to bring people on insurance wise and either, you know, it's covered or it's not. And then, you have to try and sell it to them. It's like, these guys don't have any fucking money, like, let alone $3,000 for this little machine.
Yeah, man, I lucked out. And like my first wife, because I got married when I was in the Marines because like, I was going to war and shit. So it was like, it was when I came back from war.
Oh, you got married when you came back?
Yeah.
And a lot of people will marry before they go over. So
yeah, no, I got married when I came back. Mm-hmm. But, like, that was my first wife, RIP in peace. She got, like, great health care and stuff. She, like, lucked out. And I got paid more because I was married.
Yeah.
So, like, it was, like, kind of a move anyways. And I didn't have to fucking live, like, in the stupid dorms anymore. I could live off base. Mm-hmm. It was pretty rad. But, like, you know, the money and stuff didn't account for the fact that we fucking barely knew each other and hated each other.
Yeah.
And made this legal decision. But like, she got the hookup for it. So like, whatever. But and like, I got paid, which is why, you know, initially, that's why I got married twice and realized that, you know, and it took me a while to realize that marriage sucked until I actually did it. And I was like, fuck, this does blow.
What was
like this?
So were you still in the military when you got divorced the first time? Or
no, I stayed. We stayed married. Like, we were separated, but, like, legally married the whole time I was in. Like, just because, you know, I kept getting money, and she, you know, kept getting health care and, like, money, too, I guess. Yeah. So she's like, fuck, I don't care. I'm like, I don't care either. Like, you good? We're good. Bye.
Yeah.
And I was, like, separated, you know? Yeah. So, like, we just stayed legally married for a fucking while, filing our taxes separately. And, like, that was fucking, you know, that was it. So it didn't matter. And then after I got out, like she was like, well, I'm trying to get married again. So we just need to get divorced. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, but let's do it.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably should. Okay. All right, see you around. And that was it. And then, like, court date. Hey, you guys done? Yeah, we're done. All right, bye.
No bullshit, just straight out the door.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to pay for the lawyer and shit. Like, it's all right. Everything's fine.
Divorce OTD.
Yeah.
Out the door, baby.
Yeah, those are the lucky divorces.
All right, bye. Yeah, I lucked out both times, actually, except for, like, with the kids and the child support's a little high. That's kind of fucking me, but
yeah,
we're working on that, so. Yeah.
Well, at least, you know, you have a somewhat of a positive dialogue there.
Yeah. But, like, seriously, though, fuck bringing the state into your life in general, you know? Fuck that. I think the tattoo should be enough, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll get married. You know what? I would get married again in, like, that sense, maybe. Maybe if it was, an agreement that I agreed on. But, like, fuck the state. fuck the government, fuck everybody, like, bringing all this extra bullshit into your life, man. You don't need that shit. Like, all you need is a bunch of friends and then, like, get drunk with a bunch of your friends. Yeah. That's all you need to do.
Well, that's the thing is, it's like, you know, we could, like, the guy who's going to marry us, he is ordained.
Yeah.
You know, but, we don't, like, we could just go through all the fucking rigmarole.
I know.
And just do it that way. Essentially, all we'd be spending money on is the wedding. Mm-hmm. No fucking marriage license. Maybe I could talk. I'll talk to her about that.
Right.
See if she wants. Because, like, I mean, seriously, like, I know I brought it up already. We brought it up. Like, the healthcare scares the shit out of me. Because, yeah, like, I know how much her medications would cost, and it is not
fucking cheap. You don't need
to fucking cheap.
Bring the state into nothing, no. Man. You guys can just, like, you don't even have to have somebody that's fucking ordained.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He is, but it wouldn't fucking matter if we go through with my plan.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just get hand-fasted.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a pagan contract where you agree to live together for a year and a day. And you have a ceremony for it.
So after 366 days, I could be like, I'm hitting the fucking bricks.
Or you do it again.
Where you just, you know, you had this. It's basically, people have it nowadays to have the ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they do the hand fasting as the actual wedding.
Okay.
But, you know, like, to do a ceremony and then, you know, just have it be like the way it was, to where it's not legally binding.
Yeah.
You're still married. You know, she's your wife for that year and a day, but legally.
I mean, the way I think about it is this. We've been sleeping in the same bed for going on 3 years. I'm 30. We both just turned 32. I will never go through this process ever again of dating or, and like, I don't want to. I love her.
Mm.
It's great. I love being with her. She gets me. She puts up with my bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't, and that's the way I always felt about marriage. Is like, I don't need a contract stating that I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just
know that, like, I just know that, like, life changes all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I was married, like, the second time with kids and stuff for, like, fucking, like, almost 8 years, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, and, like, we were together for, like, 10, maybe.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. I don't remember. But, like, I'm bad with time and stuff. But, like, fuck, where was I?
So things change quickly.
Oh, yeah, things do. Like, my brain's, like, constantly, like, every day is just, like, a challenge to get through it. You know what I mean? And, like, I know that. Like, my opinion changes all the time. Shit just sometimes changes. Like, shit changed with me, like, at a drop of a hat. I was, like, I started, like, being crazy and, like, started being, like, fuck this. Like, I don't even like you. Like, you're, like, a different person. She's, like, same. I'm, like, well, fuck. You know what I mean?
Cause well, at least we agree on that.
Yeah, you change and then you grow apart and you're, like, I don't feel the same way. And she's, like, I don't fucking feel the same way either. I'm, like, well,
yeah.
Why did we do this to ourselves? Why did we waste so much time?
And money.
Yep.
I mean, but, you know, it wasn't necessarily all a waste of time because the kids are great.
Yeah, yeah, the kids are great. But, like, still, though, like, it would have been rad to, like, actually, like, still believe in the concept of marriage. But, like, I'm telling you, man, like, I guess saying it's okay. But, like, I think binding yourself to commit to forever, to commit to the rest of your lives, I think is like lying. I mean, some people do it, but I think it's just fucking lying. It's just lip service that you're giving each other to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just like,
Fuck it.
It's like, it's just like lying or like locking yourself into a fucking prison cell. You're like, well, okay, let's see how long we could do this forever. Mm-hmm. Sure. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
No offense. But like, everything falls apart. Everything fucking dies. You know, like, shit's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've definitely been in enough experiences where like shit has fallen apart where I thought it was going to be a forever thing. But, you know.
Well, I mean, then like, you know, on the, let's just say, off chance, you know, me and her were to split, you know, it would more likely than not be amicably.
Mm.
And it's like, I wouldn't be ashamed of this tattoo. It'd be like, oh, that she's still one of my best friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I, you know, unless we did end up hating each other, but I highly doubt it. You know what I mean? Shit does change. Absolutely. People change. But it's like, you know, I'm approaching my mid-30s. I don't have, like, my last two relationships were so goddamn toxic that I'm finally in something where I'm like, oh, this person fucking gets me and cares about me and doesn't just shit all over me. Like, I want to hold on to this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
But yeah, people are people.
Yeah, I'm 36. Yeah. So I get it, but like at the same time, like I mean I do want that with someone. Like I that's what I seek in relationships anyways. It's just
companionship.
Like, yeah, you just want to hang out and like you dick around on your phone while I play video games.
Yeah.
Tight. And we just don't talk for hours.
I mean, yeah, dude, we'll sit there and bet. Like, we have our common, you know, things that we like Twin Peaks, The Office, you know, wrestling, drag queens. We have all that shit. Like, but I'm also into like World War II and shit like that, and like watching biographic videos about Nazis and stuff, and like why they are fucked up. Yeah. And she'll just sit there and she doesn't care.
Yeah, he's taking notes.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, I've been doing this for how long with you? There's no final solution here. But like, and she'll just sit there and she doesn't care. She just, you know, sits on her phone and, you know, and then I'll look at, hey, do you want me to is there anything specific you'd like to put on right now? No. Okay. I'm going to continue watching my Nazi videos.
That's awesome.
Take that out of context, fuckers. Yeah.
That's awesome to have, but like again, I don't think you need to like be like, I don't think you need to put a ring on.
But here's a piece of paper saying that that we can watch TV together.
Look, yeah, here, this right here, this proves I get to watch whatever I want to, and then I'll
and
ask you
sit there and shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up and watch your phone. You signed it. I signed it.
The
president agreed to it.
I don't want to get married anymore, only because like women are no longer property. So if I can get like a woman as property when she becomes my wife, then I will get married.
Change the laws back. Why bring them way back?
Yeah, just all the way back.
If you watch F is for Family, the Bill Burr cartoon.
I've seen a couple episodes.
There's a guy who works at the airport with them who is a former baseball player who's like always like, resegregate baseball. Oh, it's good shit.
Yeah, that takes place in the 70s.
It
too,
does. Right? Yeah. It does, which is why they can get away with half the shit they say on that show.
Yeah. I don't know if having a boy slave would be as good.
Well, I mean, it depends on if you want to fuck it or
I
not.
Mean, gays do. Maybe that's the angle for you, bud. Maybe get a boy slave, because like gay people don't have as many rights, but you can get married now.
Yeah.
Right. So marry a nice little boy and just make him your slave.
Don't fuck it though.
Yeah, don't fuck it. Don't fuck it.
Well, I mean,
please don't fuck it.
I have to call it an it so that I don't. Yeah. You know,
No, if I'm getting married, like it's going to be someone that realizes that I don't want to have sex. So it's what?
Boy slave, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought about that for a while. I'm like, should I just, you know, I'd say fuck it and find some guy with like good benefits.
Yeah. And but like then you run the risk of still like changing, growing as people, you know?
Yeah, what if you turn out to be gay and he's not?
Yeah. He gains autonomy out of nowhere. You're like, fuck.
he's attained self-awareness. He's becoming a person. He hates comedy.
And Jews. I don't know where this anti-Semitism is.
Especially those goddamn comedy Jews.
You know, running the business. Why do we live in this shitty apartment, Jeremy?
He shoots the TV every time Seinfeld comes on. It's like I don't even know this boy anymore.
Has some obsession with Cyclone. What? This kid's fucked.
Yeah. Remember when you were a nice little slave for me. Now you've just fucking, you got all these ideas in your head, all these talk of freedom, and you told me no yesterday.
What the hell?
This piece of paper says you're property.
You're just supposed to go get me snacks, look pretty at shows, so I don't have to talk to anybody.
Oh, so
talk to you.
Oh, this is actually based on you living with Nick Urich.
Nick is definitely like a bad slave. All right. So, yeah, I do live with Nick Urich. Nick Urich would make a terrible husband.
Just drinking beer and eating popcorn.
No, it's not like I don't care about that. Like, I live the girl that I lived with for a long time, like, she would just, like, drink whiskey and smoke cigarettes. So it's basically, yeah. I went to visit her and, like, realized what, you know, years and years and years of doing that will do to a person. And
I think I need to see that. Because, like, just as, like, a wake, it's like a refresher.
That's why I've been near sober, like, 3 months now, you know, like,
feel good?
Yeah, I mean, like, you can ask him, like, I'm like a different fucking person. Really? Yeah.
I think I need to give that a shot.
And like, straight up, like, don't get me wrong, I love drinking. Mm-hmm. Like, it can be a lot of fun, but like, the way my mental state has been the last almost 2 years, drinking wasn't helping anything. And now that I'm on like meds and shit, drinking certainly wasn't helping anything.
Yeah, I should probably stop.
I can't say that. It doesn't feel bad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, shit bubbles up to the surface, but you're like, you're more apt to deal with it than like just bury it with fucking booze, like, which is what I did for 12 years.
Yeah. Shit, man. I should probably get on that train. Sounds like a horrible thing, but like, maybe I do need to give it a shot.
And the thing is like, you won't reap any benefits from it unless you want to change. And I'm certainly not like the patron saint of like, oh, you should be sober. Like, no, fuck that. Like, do what you want. Handle, like I always say the Kevin Smith thing. If you have a high and you can handle your high, great. If not, don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's like, it wasn't like, I'm not a mean drunk. I'm not a violent drunk. I'm loud, but I'm loud when I'm fucking sober. Mm. And like, my biggest thing was I was drinking alone a lot, which is like a fucking telltale sign of depression. And like, that's why, you know, after like a few episodes and like on top of that, mixing it with like fucking benzos that, you know, I'm on for anxiety.
Yeah.
You're more apt to black out.
So much time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's just shit where I'm just like, there's chunks of stuff where I'm just like, oh, I don't remember that at all. I know I went to do this thing, but I don't remember anything from it. And like, I just feel a lot better now.
Yeah.
You know?
Shitty time travel, benzos.
it really is.
Benzos,
man.
And whiskey.
Yeah.
It feels great when you're doing it.
Long-term depression will fucking like make you like lose chunks of time.
Yep. Yeah. Oh no, I'm down with that too.
Yeah.
But it's doing wonders for my figure. Like, I'm so much thinner now because of all the depression, starvation.
That's the thing, dude. Is like, I'm with Chelsea. I get engaged and fucking, oh, stop doing painkillers. Oh, you gotta stop drinking. Like, well, I'm gonna put on 30 pounds then. This my svelte figure now. I was a svelte 250.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice little
deuce and a half.
You dense little sausage, man.
Dense little sausage, man. We have to put that on a shirt.
Join hosts Jeremy Shear and Dense Little Sausage Man.
That was great.
Yeah, you can have that.
Thank you. I will always give you credit on that. Always. Dense little sausage man.
So, yeah, I'm tall, but I'm like, I like weigh like 230, I think.
I feel so fat.
Really? But I'm like, so I'm tall, fat. So.
Yeah.
You're a beef sausage.
Yeah.
Kosher.
Yeah, you're like more of a kielbasa, Jeremy.
I'm less of a link sausage and more of a haggis.
just fat and sheep's asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Jammed inside of a stomach.
Yeah.
No, I can see that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, this is all organ meat. Like, you should. Yeah.
If I get a cut on me, you better watch out. It's gonna smell bad.
You know what? That is accurate.
That just makes me think of like when my appendix got infected after I got it taken out.
Oh,
and there was like shit leaking out of my belly button that smelled so fucking bad. It's the grossest thing I've ever. Dude, like, all right, so when I broke my arm, that hurt. You know what I mean? Like, I have fucking rods and plates in my fucking arm now. doesn't come close to how bad getting my appendix taken out.
Really?
Dude, because, like, I couldn't walk. Like, I thought, like, because, you know, like, getting your appendix taken out, it's a pretty routine surgery. They do it all the time. I was like, okay, so I'll be out and about in a couple days. No, they literally go inside your body and take a fucking organ out of it. You're not moving around. That was like walking was the fucking worst
thing. Yeah, I've seen people who had appendix like they're like the scars from it. Like that's a big fucking cut they put in you. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I guess they're reaching a hand inside. You
know? Yeah. Well, they've started doing it laparoscopically.
Like yeah, that's how really? I got mine, but. But still, that means they pulled my fucking appendix through my belly button. Mm-hmm. It's gross.
Yeah,
it's
disgusting. No, my buddy got his done in the Marines, so he's got this like nice little like
right. Yeah, the like
nice little U shaped scar.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
not little but big.
My first girlfriend, she got her appendix out when she was like 10. She had like a fucking little. She had a scar that was, you know, they did it that way.
Speaking of disgusting pus stories, when I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
My second ex-wife.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, mic drop out. And I'm like, bye, everybody. When I got my wisdom teeth taken out, I got, like, instead of getting dry sockets, like, I had, like, I guess the reverse, where it was, like, they were very swollen and filled with pus. Like, I couldn't open my mouth, like, all the way because it got infected or whatever. And then the one day I was just like, oh, fuck this. I just want to open my mouth again. So I did, like, this number.
Oh yeah,
where
yeah.
I like put my hand, you know, I put my hand in on my lower jaw, and then I just like forced it open slowly,
yeah.
And I just felt it like I heard it pop,
yeah,
and then I felt just my mouth fill with pus.
Oh,
yeah, that was pretty.
I would have been thrown out. Yeah, everywhere.
I spit it out in the sink, and I was like, that's gross. It was mostly just white, and I was
gross.
Like, but I was like, oh no, I feel way better though. Like my jaw feels fine now, and then I did the little squirty thing, and I was like, and then
do
I was
know,
good.
Do you know what that feeling was? Two dicks coming in your mouth at the same time.
Well, now I know. coming from a reputable source.
Look, I can get synchronized coming down this
slide. Very few people know Jeremy was a boy slave, actually.
I was.
Yeah. Still married by common law.
Yeah, that's why I'm not allowed back in Colorado.
The real reason Jeremy moved back.
I had to escape my boy slavery.
Heard he was one of the best, though.
Yeah, boy know? Slave Jeremy Shearer. Let me tell you, he was quite the treat.
He was a hard worker. Very hard worker.
I worked hard, asked for very little. And, you know, always made sure to keep myself tidy where it was expected of me.
Yeah, one of the best.
Like where it was expected of me.
Look, there's just, you know, some things that are expected to be clean as a boy slave that, you know, most people wouldn't think. I heard white people don't wash their legs.
You know what? I rarely wash my legs.
I rarely
actually.
Do, but yeah. I mean, I did today.
Yeah, I don't. Like, what's the point? I wash my whole body.
Who's fucking
also,
with your legs?
Yeah, also, all the soap runs down the body.
Yeah.
It's got to go somewhere. It all goes down my legs. And it's not like, yeah, it's not like my legs are extra sweaty.
I wash
or
my
anything.
Feet. Yeah. You know, like, you need to wash your feet, sure.
I don't wash my feet either.
So I use
a washcloth, Jeremy?
No, I use a poof.
Yeah, I have a
so scrubby. That's why I wash my legs, is because not only am I getting the soap on me, but it's exfoliating.
Yep. I mean, that's.
So I need, like, to do the whole body to get, like, all the dead skin cells.
No, I just start at the top and then go to the bottom.
Then you can have a boy slave just hose you down.
Unless it's like summertime or something like that, and like I just got done working, then I'll wash my legs, you know? Or if I went through like a bunch of like prickers that day or something on the job or something.
Well, I mentioned this on the last episode, you know, which everybody who listens to this knows, but I was like, I was raised a Jehovah's Witness and like, you know, can't fuck until you're married, whatever, but like, so that forces basically young people to get married way young. And I was going to say that we have kind of focused this all inwards towards us. But like, I've seen marriage destroy people's fucking lives.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially like, you know, young people, like, I'm sorry, but like it should be a law that you can't get married until you're like 27, 28 minimum.
I agree. Because
you
that,
don't
actually.
Figure out who the fuck you are, who you're going to be until you're about that age. The rest, everything before that's just fucking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, to play the devil's advocate, as you know, what if you are in a... What if you're in a non-legitimized boy-slave relationship? And this bigger boy comes along and is like, I have the paperwork to get you out of this terrible slavery arrangement and put you into one where you will you'll get a bigger bed. You'll get a bigger bed and you'll get a new poof every day so you can wash your legs. You can eat...
Then that's up to the boy slave or the boy slave owner.
You can eat chili out of a bowl on the ground where you belong.
Stop describing your living situation. Nick, I just picture Nick throwing down a bowl of chili. Here you go, Jeremy.
No, he just opens the can of Hormel like right onto the floor.
Like, get it before the cat does.
Eat, pig.
Yeah, you're the chili pig. But yeah, like, I mean, I like growing up in that, like, Jehovah's Witness shit, like, I watched so many people, like, and then, you know, like, if one of those two people fucks another person, so that person is then ostracized from the, you know, congregation until, you know, they decide that the person's repentant enough. It's like, so, like, right there, you have marriage destroying a life, but also religion. Like, mm-hmm. And it's just like, it is stupid. It's really dumb.
The reason that I brought that obviously erroneous situation is because I know people that marriage has, marriage was a good thing because it got them out of their parents' house. Mm-hmm. Because their parents were in a situation where they would not release. You know, they're in a boy slavery relationship with their parents. So, you know, until like somebody that doesn't have the same genes comes along and says, no, I will take this slave and I will, you know, try to impregnate them and fail because prostates don't have eggs.
What world do you want to live in, dude?
I just want to live in a world where Chelsea can actually get you pregnant. That's the world I want to live in.
That'd be hilarious.
You heard it here first, folks.
In fact, if those of you listening out there would like to make some Let the Hate Flow Through You fan art of pregnant Jordan, that would be much appreciated.
We will absolutely encourage that. We'll post it on our Instagram, Twitter, at The Hate Flow. I will happily post that shit, but once I trademark my look, you'll have to pay me to do that.
You know, it's really horrible. I have not stopped thinking about that since you said that. I keep looking at Jordan and I'm like,
okay.
I bet somebody could draw that. I bet it would look disgusting, but like kind of cute. Make it gross, but cute. That's also a t-shirt for y'all. Gross, but cute.
I mean, accurate. Yeah. With Jeremy like, yeah. Like maternity photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, you saw the maternity photo I took with my sisters, right? Where they were both pregnant, and then there's me holding my belly.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's adorable. Pregnant ham.
Ham. Yeah. I thought you said the maternity photos I took of my sisters. I was like, why did you take those pictures?
Look, I had many responsibilities as
you know, boy slave.
I was getting to that part. And one of those things was I had to learn how to, you know, properly shoot the activities that were going on. So I just, you know, turned those skills that I learned as a boy slave into things I could do for my family.
Like one of the best boy slaves would do.
And we will also take fan art of Jeremy doing boy slave things at The Hate Flow.
Yeah. No collars, please. I'm not that committed to it.
I'm glad you didn't say no collards, please.
Yeah, no collards.
That goes without saying. Yeah.
No. Don't be disgusting. Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that in color. No. Black and whites only.
Now we're talking.
In color. Why is Jeremy bleeding brown? That's just gravy.
That's some of his haggis leaking out.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Jeremy's haggis is leaking again.
He's really full of shit. And yes, he is.
A shit haggis.
That is your nickname.
That guy's a real shit haggis.
That's what you should call your comedy record. Shit haggis. Yes. Oh, man.
Yes. Yes, indeed. But no, there are I don't know, man. I've seen like marriages work out where it's because like they're getting out of a bad thing and into like a better thing.
Yeah.
But why does marriage have to be there to?
Yeah, it could
because it's we live in an old timey country where like stupids will be like, you know, I'm going to abuse the fuck out of you until like somebody a better comes along that signs the paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's dumb, but I've
it
seen
is
it.
Stupid.
I don't like the fact that you know, people have to use the system in that way in order to get out of terrible situations.
Yeah, sometimes that makes people's lives better, you know? Like, my first ex-wife had a couple, like, surgeries that she desperately needed done because she was married. I get it, but, like, man, not for me. Fucking, I think it's, I've done it twice. I think it's the stupidest thing. Yeah. Like, just fucking, I mean, I get like it's saving somebody's life, but like I don't at the same time because you could have just like you just found the right person, you know, just hang on to them, just hang out with them. You don't need to bring the fucking state into it. Tell all your friends and family about how happy you are and they'll be like, you gonna get married? I'm like, no, I just told you how happy we are.
Yeah.
And we're certainly not going to have kids. So
because
she would have to come off all her meds, which that's. I love her, and I would if she did come out, I would still love her, but that's not a person I want to meet. Love you, babe.
Well,
the hormones alone from like having a baby too, like that fucking fucks you up.
Yeah, you've lived through that.
Makes you a different person too.
I've lived with I think 5 different pregnant women.
Mm.
And yeah, everybody's different, but it's man.
Yeah, sometimes it's challenging, especially after you have that baby too. Like after the baby's worse. Like being around a pregnant person is fucking easy because they're just like, oh, I just want to sit, or like I'm hungry for you're stuff. Like, yeah, you're like cool.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. Like I just want to go to sleep. I'm like, bad. That sounds great. You do that. I'm gonna play video games.
Well, it's tough when the pregnant people still have to have a life and can't devote 24 hours a day to being a pregnant person.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, just how the country is now.
I mean, I was making like decent money at the time when we like for the first two babies or the first marriage. And like she didn't even have to work, you know, like I was able to support the whole fucking deal with just like a, you know, whatever my desk job was at the time.
Yeah.
And like, you know, made it work pretty well, but like she's still like after those babies, man, like you get like some kind of like crazy depression and like hormone deficiency or some shit. I don't know, but like,
I mean, it's postpartum
it's a very real thing.
It is a very real thing, man.
Yeah, it's 076 point something. It's legitimate, and it's who knows what to like.
It's overpowering sometimes, you know. That's why some mothers go crazy and end up killing their babies and shit because they're like, you know, undiagnosed like other mental illnesses, and then add the postpartum on top of it, you know, which is like extra crazy, like fucking dunzo, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess this is more about how much medicine sucks in this country.
It certainly did turn into that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is leading into the big reveal that if we get Medicare for all, there will be even less marriages.
Maybe. Yeah. Actually. Or like you watch like, watch marriage rates go down. Watch them fucking spiral downwards. And what who fucking needs that money anyways? The fucking state doesn't need the $50 or whatever to be like get a license. And then like the fucking what we're gonna put
the
priests out of a job
racks in enough fucking money.
Yeah, dude,
they don't need that too.
I know. But they're getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's that almighty dollar.
Yeah, they're in league with Big Pharma. The court system and Big Pharma fucking us over.
Yeah. It's you have to stay married so you can get your meds.
Yep.
Marriage and healthcare. Yeah. Can yeah. suck a dick.
Well, the mm-hmm. other possibility, another way to get rid of marriage is just, you know, legalize slavery.
Yeah. Or
I own you now.
Just do that instead. I would much rather have a slave than a wife.
Slave Leia.
I'm telling you, man, why not both? You know, there's plenty of girls in Russia that want to come live in America.
and boys.
I don't want a companion that I can't speak to.
Mm.
Learn Russian. Make them learn English. Yeah. You're their owner.
Yeah. Think of how much fun that'll be. That'll be like raising a baby.
That will also suck your dick. Yeah.
Gross. I don't want a baby that'll suck my dick. Or do I?
Jeremy, you're a what's the line from your joke?
I'm a complicated man.
You're an expert on kid dick.
Oh, yeah. I am the expert, and let me tell you, it's better going out than in.
We just got canceled.
So, Adam, where can we find you on the internet?
Facebook, Adam Janovac. I think I have a Instagram that I never post on, but other people tag me and stuff, like shows I'm doing, so I guess that works too.
And you can catch Adam and Dan Handelman hosting the Showdown at the Big Chuckle at Little Tontos.
Yeah, that's it. Big Chuckle Little
Tontos. That's a great name.
Yeah.
I get Big Trouble in Little China and Showdown in Little Tokyo sometimes, which now I'm sorry for the triggering thing. But I don't know why I get them confused. Like, they're completely different movies. Yeah, yeah.
They are.
Wildly different movies, yeah. Big Chuckle and Little Tano's every Monday. Show starts at 8. It runs until about 10.
Cool.
Open mic. 7-minute sets.
Okay.
Get through like 15 people usually.
Yeah. So show up a little early to sign up so that those spots don't get filled up by the time you get there and you're like, oh, come on, I don't get to go up. Because there's a cap, stupid.
Yep. Me and Dan are usually there by – I make him get there at 7 so we could set up and shit. So start – you know, we can start earlier if fuck faces show up, but I get it. It's early show, so.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, hey, let's try to be serious about supporting a room that lets you do weird shit.
Mm-hmm. And you can come do any of the weird shit that you want to. You just can't be that loud about it.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates marriage as much as Adam Janovac.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.